Oh, I'm fighting a good fight, Jerry. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's always a pleasure to see you. Certainly, we enjoy when you have the opportunity to stop by and pay us a visit.
Thank you so much.
And August is a big time of the year for you.
Every year, every August.
Wilt thou be made whole? I love saying that.
Yes. I tell you, you know, that's a sermon that I really enjoy. In fact, I think I'll preach from that Sunday morning coming at church. But Wilt Thou Be Made Whole really is the title of our conference every year.
Pastor, I was reading the Old Testament, and I came across that in one of the scriptures.
Oh, yeah.
Wilt thou be made whole? Can you give us the history?
Chapter St. John, I think it is.
Was it St.? I thought it was
New Testament.
So what was the thought behind using that as your theme?
Well, because every year that we have conferences, my heart and my main focus would be considered as souls. Yes, you know, we have to raise offerings to support the ministry, but my main concern would be souls and young people, and that's why I'm bringing Ja'Kalyn Carr back, because she blesses the young people in such a mighty way.
Yes, she does. And
yes.
I remember my first time seeing her and hearing her preach, and I was like, my goodness,
yes.
Such an old soul and such a young body.
Young body. And I think she just turned 17.
Yes, yes.
Awesome and young woman.
No doubt
awesome.
About it. And I was telling people years ago, a couple of years ago, because I think that's when I saw her. It was either a year ago or 2 years ago when she was 15, I think. And I said, you know, you need to come and see this young lady, because 10 years from now, she's going to be one of our premier female evangelists, preachers.
And singer, yes.
No doubt about it.
Yes.
Just like we talked about Juanita Bynum, years from now, that's how we're going to be talking about Ja'Kalyn Carr. And
that's right.
You need to see her while she is young.
Oh, yes,
yes. And not miss that opportunity.
Jerry, you know, she reminds me so much of myself, because I started out very young just like that. I was baby Shirley. Now, of course, I'm mama Shirley. But she reminds me so much of myself when I was a little girl. But, hey, don't forget the young lady that sings.
Tasha Cobbs.
Yeah, about the chains
yes,
falling.
Yes.
Wow, boy, she's going to be with us also. In fact, I think she's going to be there on Tuesday night. Tuesday night, she's going to be there preaching and singing about the chains of falling.
Mm.
And I tell you, I have some I want to fall. I have some chains some things I need the Lord to help me with.
Help me with,
because I know something about pain. When you lose a loved one, it's not easy. It's not easy. It hurts. It
yes.
really hurts.
Right.
And so she's going to be there. Bishop Rance Allen, I call him my big baby, but Rance is going to be there along with. Bishop Alan Locke. Now, this young lady, Iona, Jerry, this is the preachingest girl walking on shoe leather. Bishop Iona Locke. What can I say about her? I just said it. She's a preacher's preacher.
Mm.
And then we have Prophet Todd Hall. I don't know what to say about that boy. Todd Hall is awesome. I wish we could have gotten him for Friday night, because he needs a whole weekend, because he's just that awesome. But thank you so much for allowing me to talk about it, because it's going to start next Monday night.
Right. The 4th, August 4th through the 8th.
Yes.
7:30 p.m.
Yes.
Mount Calvary Word of Faith.
Yes.
3100 Sandiford Road in Raleigh.
Yes.
And it's free and open to the public.
Oh, of course. Of course. It's all free. But not only that, but I think Dottie Peebles is going to be with us one night next week.
Okay.
What is the other one? Ricky Dillard is coming. And we have other major talent that's going to be with us. So it's going to be awesome.
Well, Pastor, you know, you've been doing this for Three decades now?
Yes,
3 decades.
Almost 4 decades now.
Mm-hmm. And you've been blessing the community by bringing in these dynamic ministers and evangelists and singers and psalmists. And we just appreciate it. And we just hope and pray that the community will continue to support you. Certainly, we send our condolences on the loss of Bishop Ivory Williams.
Yeah.
And certainly, our thoughts and prayers are with you and the family. And I attended the Going Home service celebration. And we love you, and we'll be here to support you 100%.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm fighting a good fight and winning. That's about all I can tell you. I'm fighting the good fight. And every day I'm getting stronger. Every day. I cry every day because I was married to the most wonderful man, Jerry, in all the world.
You know, Pastor, I didn't know the history. And I know this interview is about the conference and not Bishop. But he just impacted so many lives.
You saw that, didn't you?
I mean, I was just, I was like, wow. I wish I could have got to know him better.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
He just, the impact that he had on lives of people who've gone on to be doctors and lawyers and educators and
great
how
musicians.
He, exactly.
Yes.
And I heard one of the, I think it's one of the apostles or one of the, what do you call them? I'm so sorry. I'm brain frozen now. But he said, I've never seen anyone to go from a shack to a mansion. And I was like, wow, when you really think about that, you know, because obviously he was born during a time of segregation. And,
of course, and I was too.
And a really difficult time. And to see how far God has brought him, not only with his ministry and to oversee so many churches nationwide, but the lives that he touched and the great life that God blessed
him
with.
And for the benefit of our young people, Jerry, he got his GED at 50 years old.
Yes, yes.
Got his GED when he was 50. And the Lord blessed him to get like 3 or 4
doctorates.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Earned doctorates.
Yes.
Earned doctorates. And so, you know, I just want to say to the young people, because I know you're listening, I want you to know it's never too late for you to go back to school. Do it. If Bishop Williams can do it, and not only that, a lot of the time that he was studying and he went to Howard University, he was doing his homework from his hospital bed.
Mm.
From his hospital bed. He was
wow.
Doing Hebrew. Passed, got an A from his hospital bed.
Wow.
So I'll tell you more about it on this coming week. It's going to be awesome. And again, I want you to know that I was married to the most wonderful man in the world. Bishop Harold Ivory Williams will forever live in my heart.